Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
We've been discussing media bias and the reasons why it exists. If you've missed any of this week's episodes, you can download them from our website at www.prolifeperspective.com. Frequently, our communications department gets asked how to correct media inaccuracies and media bias. As we've talked about this week, the greatest way to affect change in the area is to get to know reporters. If you are the media representative for your local pro-life chapter, the most effective way for you to make an impact on inaccuracies and pro-abortion bias is to get to know reporters and let them get to know you. When reporters know you, it's easier for them to see you as a reasonable, concerned citizen who cares deeply about your community. Maybe the reporter sympathizes with the pro-life movement, or maybe he doesn't, but he will come to a better understanding about why you believe the way you do. Certainly, we've all had interactions with reporters who clearly did not understand our reasons for opposing abortion. To them, it is the law, and who are we to argue otherwise? This argument is extremely narrow, but these reporters really do not understand why we oppose abortion. To them, it is not a matter of right or wrong. To these reporters, it is a matter of whether or not something is legal. If it is legal, then it must be okay. Remember the saying, the law teaches. This is when getting to know a pro-lifer helps a reporter to understand the why behind what we do. This doesn't necessarily mean that you have to go out for coffee every Tuesday or that you need to invite a reporter over for dinner at your home every couple of weeks. It does mean that if you are the media contact for your chapter, you should keep in touch with all reporters who cover the right to life issues. Always keep contact information on reporters up to date. Include fax numbers, cell phones, pagers, and email. Respect any restrictions a reporter places on the contact information she gives you. For example, don't send faxes to her home after 10 at night or before 6 in the morning. Sometimes building a relationship is as simple as extending a helping hand on something entirely unrelated. One of our former media relations directors helped the scheduler with one of the networks obtain contact information regarding local private elementary schools. Don't force the issue, just make yourself available to be helpful in whatever capacity you can. Be yourself. As I mentioned yesterday, even if you are not the press contact for your local Right to Life chapter or church pro-life office, that doesn't mean you can't effectively work to stop media bias. Letters to the editor and opinion pieces are excellent ways of getting the pro-life message out. With your help and prayers, we can get the pro-life message out, and this is more important than ever. Leadership in Washington and in our state legislatures is constantly changing, and many newspapers and editorial boards are sympathetic to pro-abortion groups. Our work is certainly cut out for us. But these two simple steps, keeping in touch with reporters if you are the press contact, and challenging media bias when you see it, will go far. If you would like more information, please be sure to visit our website at www.prolifeperspective.com. And for the latest on the Right to Life movement, be sure to subscribe to NRL News, the newspaper of record for the pro-life movement. If you plan on writing letters to the editor, having a subscription to NRL News is a must so you can stay informed. A link to subscription information can be found on our website. Have a wonderful weekend, and please be sure to join me again for more pro-life perspective. And as always, if you have comments or questions, please email me at carol@prolifeperspective.com.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.